Have you noticed how a single text message can ruin your entire morning? Or how one kind word from a stranger can lift your spirits for hours? We live in an ocean of communication, constantly swimming through conversations, emails, social media posts, and internal chatter. But here's what most of us miss. Every word we consume and produce is either healing us or slowly poisoning us. Think about communication as food. Just as that greasy burger affects your body differently than fresh vegetables, the conversations you engage in either nourish your spirit or drain it. When your colleague complains endlessly about management, when you scroll through angry political posts, when you replay that argument in your head for the 100th time, you're ingesting toxicity. Your mind absorbs it all, storing resentment like plaque in arteries. Consider this. A couple begins their relationship overflowing with affection, yet 5 years later, they barely speak. What happened? They stopped feeding their love. Relationships are living things, requiring constant nourishment through understanding and compassion. One husband learned this when advised to water his wife's flower through mindful conversation. After just 1 hour of genuine connection, really listening, really seeing her, she transformed before his eyes, radiating joy. Meanwhile, countless relationships wither because partners keep watering seeds of irritation instead, letting one careless comment poison years of affection. The quality of what we communicate determines whether our connections flourish or decay. We're experiencing an unprecedented epidemic of loneliness. Despite billions connected through technology, we feel profoundly alone, frantically checking phones and refreshing feeds, yet the loneliness persists. We've forgotten the most essential relationship, the one with ourselves. When did you last truly communicate with yourself? Not endless mental chatter about yesterday's embarrassment or tomorrow's deadline, but genuine connection with your own presence? Most of us walk without knowing we're walking, eat without tasting. Our bodies move through space while our minds race elsewhere. The path home isn't long because home exists inside you, where loneliness dissolves and you feel whole. Getting there requires something radically simple. Stop and breathe. Sit down, close your eyes, and follow your breath. Your breath becomes a bridge, reuniting your scattered mind with your neglected body. Within moments, you notice tension you've carried for hours. Your racing heartbeat slows. You become aware of emotions you've been running from. This awareness isn't thinking about yourself, it's being with yourself. When you can communicate well with yourself, acknowledging your pain without judgment, recognizing your joy without grasping, you gain the foundation for connecting authentically with everyone else. Real listening has become nearly extinct. We've replaced it with waiting for our turn to talk, formulating responses while others speak. We're not communicating, we're taking turns broadcasting. Deep listening requires one intention, helping the other person suffer less. Not fixing them, not proving them wrong, just understanding. Your friend complains about their spouse, and you're itching to point out their role. Your coworker expresses a political view you find absurd, and counterarguments race through your mind. True listening means staying present without interrupting, correcting, or judging. When someone feels genuinely heard, their defenses soften, their anger cools, they become capable of hearing you in return. But listening alone isn't enough. You must also speak with love. This doesn't mean sugarcoating truth. It means communicating truth in ways others can receive. Before speaking, ask, will these words reduce suffering or increase it? Loving speech emerges naturally when you've practiced deep listening first. You understand their context, struggles, and fears. Your words carry insight rather than judgment, compassion rather than criticism, communication that heals rather than wounds. Love manifests countless ways, yet those closest to us sometimes don't know we love them because we struggle to express feelings they'll understand. 6 simple phrases practiced with genuine presence can revolutionize your relationships. I am here for you offers your complete presence, not distracted, phone-checking presence, but full attention. Before speaking these words, breathe mindfully 3 times to settle into the present moment. I know you are there, and I am very happy acknowledges that the other person's existence brings you joy. We take people for granted until they're gone. This phrase reminds them and you that their presence is a gift you don't want to waste. I know you suffer, and that is why I am here for you becomes necessary when you notice someone struggling. You don't need solutions. Your mindful presence is the medicine. When someone acknowledges their difficulty and offers presence without trying to fix anything, suffering diminishes immediately. I suffer, please help, might be the hardest phrase you'll ever speak. When someone you love has hurt you, instinct tells you to withdraw, but this is precisely when you need them most. This vulnerable admission begins healing the moment you speak it. This is a happy moment isn't denial. It's recognition that conditions for happiness already exist right now. You're breathing easily. The person you love is here. With mindfulness, you can access joy without waiting for circumstances to improve. You are partly right works whether someone praises or criticizes you. It maintains humility when complimented and preserves self-worth when attacked, helping you accept yourself completely while remaining open to growth. Reconciliation remains possible, even when conventional approaches have failed with partners, parents, or colleagues. Stop communicating when anger controls you. Despite the urgent need to express pain, anger makes us incoherent and escalates conflicts. Handle it mindfully through breathing. Like cooking potatoes over a fire, transformation takes time. After calming, examine anger's roots, usually wrong perceptions or unmet expectations. Consider the Vietnamese soldier who returned from war. When his son mentioned a father visiting at night, he assumed infidelity without asking questions. He grew cold and distant, driving his wife to suicide. Only afterward did he discover the father was his wife's shadow on the wall. She'd pointed to it to comfort their son. One conversation could have prevented this tragedy. Pride destroys relationships when we wait for others to apologize first. Instead, focus on changing yourself and mastering your reactions. When your partner irritates you, return to your breath before responding. Family communication proves especially challenging because families share inherited patterns of suffering. Through mindful awareness, recognize these habit energies when they arise and gradually weaken their power. Even seemingly impossible situations can transform. When Israelis and Palestinians practiced deep listening at retreats, they recognized their enemies had suffered just like them, transforming fear into compassion. Transform your workplace by arriving mindfully. Practice presence during your commute rather than rehearsing tasks. When the phone rings or before reading emails, take 3 mindful breaths to clarify your communication. Begin tense meetings with quiet minutes for centering. Open with an agreement to respect views and listen without interruption. As you model compassionate communication, colleagues often join, creating supportive energy. Set a mindfulness bell on your computer to stop, breathe, release tension, and smile. Each of us carries a wounded inner child needing care. Daily, embrace this child tenderly. Dear one, I'm sorry I left you alone. I'm here now. This practice heals you and liberates generations who carried similar wounds. When facing difficulties with someone, write them a letter using loving speech. Look deeply into why communication has been hard. The person finishing such a letter is transformed. Hugging meditation offers wordless healing. Bow to acknowledge the other's presence. Take 3 conscious breaths together. During the hug, communicate silently. You are precious to me. I am sorry I have not been mindful. Allow me to begin anew. Your communication ripples outward, continuing long after you're gone. Like rain from a cloud, your words keep influencing the world. The past lives in the present. If you once spoke unkindly to someone who has passed, you can still heal that wound. Recognize their presence in every cell of your body. You are their continuation. Speak to them, apologize, and promise to communicate differently. Today's compassion neutralizes yesterday's anger. Mindful communication extends beyond personal relationships into communities and political systems. When communities practice mindfulness together, generosity grows through generations. In a world drowning in words but starving for genuine connection, mindful communication offers a revolutionary path. Every conversation becomes an opportunity to heal wounds, water seeds of understanding, and create the compassionate world we need. Your words are your legacy. Start today with one mindful breath, one deep listen, one phrase spoken with love.